Ubley is going to be number 20. Daniel Mirop, he's going against number 35, Andrew Sutton for Bad Axe. As Bad Axe will be going right to left across your radio, and the tip is won by Sutton and into the hands of Tommy Morneau, right to left across your radio. Bad Axe with the first possession of the night.
The Bearcats came out in a 1-3-1 zone. That's new.
To Martin Messing on the left wing, dribbles twice, back up to Morneau, over to the right wing to Jared Brown. To the free throw line for the jump shot from Messing is no good. Rebound still loose on the floor now, and it looks like it's going to be a jump ball, held ball, and possession arrow goes to the Ubley Bearcats.
That was good defense out of the Bearcats. One shot they limited it to, got the rebound, or a little held ball, had the arrow, and here we go again.
Still no score here. We played 26 seconds. 7:35 left here in the first quarter. 0-0. Ubley hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets. Top of the key to number 10. Kabaski over to the right wing to Mirop. Mirop holds it, trying to give it back to the top of the key. Gives on the gives and go. Tries to feed it down to the left block into the hands of Weber. He can't hang on to it. Out of bounds. The first turnover of the night. Bad Axe ball.
Probably one too many passes for Jeffrey Wright. Probably could have taken that shot right in the middle of the lane, but he wanted to set up his teammate. Here we go.
Martin Messing at the left wing, down to the corner, down to the block, dribbles now, is Mason Krug, back up to Time Morneau to reset the offense. Over to the right wing, to Jared Brown, into the right corner, to Andrew Sutton. He dribbles once, kicks it over to the right wing, he dives down to the lane, kicks it back out, Time Morneau for three, just off the left mark, and this one's no good. Rebound by a much shorter Ubley Bearcat and Kirk Kabowski, the 5'9 senior. Still scoreless here, 0-0 with 6:45 left here in the first quarter. For the three from the right corner, or from the right wing, is Jeffrey Wright, no good. Rebound, Kabaski to keep the possession alive for the Bearcats. From the baseline, number 32, Jonathan Bisher is no good. Rebound, Bad Axe's number 25, Mason Krug. 6.5 to play in the first, still no score. To the right wing, to Jared Brown. Time Morneau, top of the key, dribbles once into the lane, kicks it down to the left corner for the jump shot to Mason Krug, and the first points are scored. It's 2-0, Bad Axe Krug with the two. 6:15 left here in the first quarter, Bad Axe out to a 2-0 lead.
Even though that last shot went in, Ubley is slowing down the Hatchets a little bit by going to the 1-3-1. The Hatchets are attacking with the same numbers, a one and a two against the Bearcats.
Mirop goes into the lane twice, gets both blocks shot, or shots blocked, and the third try, he finally gets this one in. We're tied at two apiece. 5:50 left here in the first quarter. Bad Axe with the ball, left wing to Jared Brown. Back to Time Morneau. Brown now left wing into the corner to, that's Mason Krug, over to the right wing, down to the right corner to Messing for the jump shot. This was an air ball. Ball still loose and kicked out of bounds, and they're going to say possession remains with Bad Axe. First substitution on the night, Aaron Kalama, number 54, a sophomore for Ubley, checks in. He's going to replace Grant Weber. Position for position here, both the only two players with height here for Ubley. Feed it down to the left block to number 21, Martin Messing, and it gets dribbled out of bounds, and we have a foul. It's going to be against Ubley. Fouls against number 54, Aaron Klama, with a quick foul. First team foul for Ubley. It's still 2-2 here. Bad Axe with the ball underneath their own hoop.
Klama's a sophomore, just brought up from the JV.
Right wing, Jared Brown with it. Feeds it over to Morneau, left wing. Against Mirop, dribbles in, picks it up right at the left wing. Top of the key, Jared Brown. Reset the offense with Tommy Morneau, dribbling at the top of the key. Over to Jared Brown, right wing, Morneau top. Over to Messing. Back over to the right wing, Jared Brown for three. That one's a little bit of an ugly shot, and Mirop nearly brought in the rebound and goes out of bounds, and it's white ball, Ubley possession. 5:02 left here in the first.
Ubley had just switched into a 2-3 zone. They're switching their defenses and confusing the Hatchets a little bit. Right now the clock is going exactly the way the Bearcats want it to go.
Jeffrey Wright brings it up for Ubley. Good to see him back on the court after suffering an ankle injury for the football season. Feeds it into Klama, puts this one up. This one's tipped out of bounds. Ubley ball on their own baseline, right side of your radio. Kirk Kowalski will be inbounding this one. 5'9 senior. Inbounds it to Mirop, right wing. Trying to feed it into Bisher. Instead, he dribbles down to the baseline. Finally gets into Bisher with a little bit of turnaround jump shot. And the bunny is no good. Rebound, Bad Axe, Andrew Sutton. Still 2-2 here. 4:35 left here in the first quarter.
And back to a 1-3-1 zone.
And they try and feed it over to Time or No from Jared Brown. He can't hang on to it. Actually didn't see the pass coming. And this one goes out of bounds. A turnover for Bannex, their first of the day. And it's a turnover apiece for both teams.
Bannex was surveying the situation to see exactly what defense they're attacking. And it slowed him up. And the ball went right out of bounds.
Feeds it into the post. And Klama had position over the Bannex defender. Fouls against number 25, Mason Krug. His first, team's first. And Bannex Upley will get the ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Kabanski inbounding this one for the Bearcats. Oh, wide open, Jeffrey Wright on the right block. And this one's in for two. It's 4-2, Upley with their first lead of the day. 4:14 left here in the first quarter. Bannex trailing by two. Left side of your radio. Martin Messing in the corner, being guarded by Kabanski. Dribbles down the baseline, tries to feed it over to the right block. And this one goes errant and out of bounds. Another turnover for Bannex. And we have an ugly ball. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Bannex. You're listening to WLAW Sports Network. 4-2, ugly leading.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bannex is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bannex. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bannex supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Jeffrey Wright comes out of the timeout and launches a three top of the key. That one's no good. Rebound Ubley, though, and Kurt Kabanski tries one. Instead, that one's no good as well, and Mason Krug for Bannex brings in the rebound. Here come the hatchets. Right to left across your radio. Feeds it down to the right corner to Messing, being guarded by Bisher. Spins to the basket. One bounce, and he goes up for the shot, and he is fouled on the way up. And then Andrew Sutton, in fact, is going to be the line for two. Fouls against number 54, Aaron Klama. So he's in some early foul trouble here for Ubley. That's his second as Andrew Sutton goes to the line for two. The score is Ubley 4, Bannex 2. First free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Another substitution here for Ubley, number 40. Cole Mychik replaces Klama. Sutton's second free throw is up, and this one rims all the way around and no good. Rebound to Ubley Bearcats, Bisher.
It's unusual because he's roughly around a 60% free throw shooter.
Into the corner to Mirup, dribbling back up the left wing, back to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line, takes his jump shot off the back of the iron. The bank is closed, though. It's a bank holiday, and a rebound, Bannex. Jared Brown brings it up, picks it out to Time Morneau for the three. This one's good. Tommy Morneau's first points is a three and gives the lead back to Bannex 5-4. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Ubley with 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
How's your steering stopping and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy two Napa Quick Struts and get $30 off. That's right. Have two Napa Quick Struts installed and get a smoother ride and get $30 off. Also, find sale prices on Cooper, BF, Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
Ubley brings it up after a 30-second timeout, trailing Bannex 4-5. And Kabanski dives down the lane. He lets this one fly. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. And unfortunately, throws it into a Bannex hands of Derek Geiger, new to the game tonight. Ubley with two turnovers as Bannex's Derek Geiger drives into the lane out of control. This is going to be an offensive foul against the newcomer in this game. That's Bannex's second team foul and the first against Geiger. So with 2:32 left here in the first, it is Ubley with the ball. Bannex on defense. 5-4, hatchets by one. Fisher, top of the key. Dribbles once, kicks it out to Kabowski, left wing. Dribbles over to the right wing into